Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Bill?
Wonderful. I'd like you to list up your questions for Nutridyne. What are they today?
Hey, so I was wondering, you know, for people who are struggling with weight loss, how might Nutridyne help them shed those pounds?
Well, first off, you describe what is obesity. I call it diobesity. You like that term? Everybody who's obese has three things wrong with them. Number one, they have low core body temperature, so their metabolic rate's low. So Nutridyne will increase their metabolic rate by creating new mitochondria. It will raise the deiodination rate of 5' deiodinase from T4 to T3. And it detoxes the other halides that interfere with normal thyroid production. You don't want T3Cl or T3Fl, fluoride or chloride. You want iodine, so it locks onto the crystallogaly. T3 only has a half-life before it's destroyed at T2 and reverse T2 of 5.5 minutes. T4, which is a pre-hormone, that's why synthetic thyroid is completely useless, because your body has to convert it, and if it doesn't have the converting seven minerals, which includes plasma form of iodine, which your body can make a tiny amount, and six other minerals, which are in our Minerals Plus, you can't bioconvert it. We also use things like forskolin, coleus forskolii, and things to get the minerals into the tissue, NDME, which will chaperone the minerals into help with the deiodination process. But your autonomic nervous system regulates each body compartment separately. Interesting,
so
hey?
You said your body has to convert the synthetic, the synthroid?
Well, your body, it makes thyroid hormone, which is a combination of T4, T3, reverse T3, T2, etc. And it also has thyroglobulins and other molecules present. The problem is that synthetic thyroid is not a proper thyroid replacement. It's toxic.
Right.
The same way you can't use Cytomel, which is activated T3, which just dumps it with a slow-release matrix, because T3 is converted as it's needed in the tissue. It's not something you want to pour in like a hopper. So the first thing in obesity is you have to not only raise metabolism, you have to lower insulin resistance. So we use our diabetic formulas like dabetaline, berberstatin to lower glucagon levels, and cortisol. We have to lower it with stress to go, because if your cortisol is high, you're going to be obese. Just like Cushingoid syndrome, it's called a pre-Cushingoid syndrome. If your glucagon is high, you're going to convert liver protein through the one carbon pathway to sugar and then to fatty acids. So when your fatty acids are absorbed because of high insulin in your adipocytes, you have to reduce inflammation, because we know leukotriene D4 actually stimulates adipocytes to become insulin, stimulates muscle cells to become insulin resistant. So it's the adipocytes in your tissues that actually are the master controller that actually tell your muscles to become insulin resistant. And it's a reflex process where if there's elevated levels of leukotriene D4, your body's actually going to develop resistance to insulin, and your pancreas will then put more and more insulin out. So the average unit should be about 2.2 microunits fasting. The average obese person maybe is 8 to 10 units or more. So they have anywhere from 5 to 10 times normal insulin. And then they have also abnormal counterinsulin hormones, cortisol and glucagon. They have reduced thyroid production, so they're converting to the 5-deiodinase to reverse thyroid. And if you gave reverse thyroid hormone, as I mentioned to Dr. Graveline from NASA 5 years ago when he was on the program, you'd actually put someone in suspended animation. So you can give them one meal a month if they're traveling between here and Mars, if you're on a slow boat there. Now, of course, our interstellar space fleet, and again, remember, I have up-talk super clearance, so we do have an interstellar space fleet. That's what Gary McKinnon hacked into. That's why the U.S. military tried to extradite him to the U.S., because he's got a little bit of Asperger syndrome, but he's pretty smart, so we hacked into the actual military fleet command list and actually found out back years ago that we actually have an international space fleet, which, by the way, Trump a month ago kind of leaked in one of his statements to the public while he was making another statement on some other issue about our international interstellar space fleet. So the fact is, reverse thyroid hormone puts you into suspended animation. Everybody who's obese has an elevated RT3 level. Their core body temperature is low based on a gerothermal alcohol thermometer or a two-digit thermometer. So obesity is a more complex condition. But hypothyroidism is present in every single person who's obese. They all have what's called type 2 hypothyroidism, where they're getting elevated reverse thyroid hormone, elevated insulin, elevated cortisol, and elevated glucagon levels. Interesting,
So how does it relate to the synthesis of fatty cells having hypothyroidism?
Well, what happens is when your insulin's high, you shove fat under, like, high pressure into fat cells, and when they get a certain size, they divide and become a bigger fat cell number. So it's all very straightforward mechanical and hormonal interactions. And so if you don't lower the razor thyroid production of T4 to T3 and by the 5'-deiodinase, if you don't lower insulin resistance and cortisol and glucagon, which has to require things like our diabetaline, leptin metabolic, berberstatin to lower glucagon levels, things like glycemics in your low glycemic index diet, because insulinogenic foods are present in our diet all the time, including aspartame and Splenda actually raise your blood insulin more than sugar. So if you think a diet drink is good for you, no, it'll actually raise your insulin faster and higher than if you ate sugar. Isn't that bad? So insulin is also toxic to your body. So when you hear people think, I'm having a diet drink, yeah, you're having a diet drink, you don't have sugar, but when you raise your blood insulin, your body takes whatever it can get, including turn protein back into sugar through the one carbon pathway, and it'll turn it back into fatty acids through the one carbon pathway in your liver. But do you think most doctors know? No, there's biochemistry. Of course they don't. They're idiots, all right? And there's no excuse for it either. No excuse.
Even in those diet codes that don't have sugar, isn't the high fructose corn syrup and the other, like, sugar substitutes, aren't they?
Well, high fructose corn syrup contains mercury, alkali extraction, and mercury in the periodic table of elements, anything below it, it'll disturb zinc metalloenzymes, so it disrupts DNA and RNA production in your cells. And because it's also very closely related to chromium and vanadium, that's why, for example, depleted uranium is particularly bad. It'll cause you to get into wasting syndrome, similar to all of a sudden you're now insulin, very insulin resistant, so you can get a wasting syndrome where you literally waste away. So DU causes what's called depleted uranium wasting syndrome. I've seen it, and actually when I recommended doing radiological testing using dual-coupled nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, I was threatened to actually have my job pulled and be killed for actually even ordering the tests on my patients by my commander, Major Schwinder, back in 1995.
That's crazy how many Americans, you know, drink sodas and whatnot. How would Nutridyne help reverse that effect?
Well, they have to stop drinking the damn soda. If you take aspartame, it converts directly to diketopiperazine, which is a component of jet fuel, formaldehyde, which is bad, it pickles you, and methyl alcohol, which can make you go blind and give a peripheral neuropathy. So you got to stop drinking the stuff. And aspartame is marginally can cause a recall phenomenon of Splenda can cause a recall phenomenon. It's chlorinated sugar in an optical isomer. But the problem is that the sugar is released in the actual nucleoplasm of your cell, which means the place where your DNA is, and it can cause what's called chlorinated cross-linking of DNA inside your cell nucleoplasm.
Originally, sugar is not able to make it into the nucleoplasm, but when it's...
No, it's not the sugar. The problem is these other compounds do make it into the nucleoplasm, and they also create molecules that are extremely toxic, and they attach to body proteins. For example, if formaldehyde or diketopiperazine attaches to a protein, it makes it immunogenic, so it can make you allergic to your own brain tissue, your eyes, whatever. So aspartame is a neurotoxin, genotoxin, spermatotoxin, and it'll kill you. Before it'll make you ugly, then it'll make you dead. Questions. As they say, I am the wizard of is. You ask me a question, I will tell you.
One thing I was wondering about is I recently put a friend on Nucodine, and she was taking some, and she was saying that she's never had acne, and now she has some acne on her face, and I was wondering if iodine would cause that.
No. What it's doing is just detoxifying her gut. She's going to have inflammatory fatty acids come out of her sebum, of her skin cells. And so what's happening is she's detoxifying. So I had one person to call this morning, and they must have heard the commercial on Genesis Network. Yeah. So they purchased it, and they put one drop under their skin. I don't like the product. I'm thinking, you don't put full dose that unless you put it in water because it's a tincture. It's alcohol-based. It's also really damn powerful. So if you're to put one drop in water, like in a whole glass of water, and drink it to start to find out if you can body, you're going to start detoxing. You're going to have maybe a fever. You might end up with diarrhea. A lot of people go, oh, that one drop won't do anything. I said, really? I said, you're an idiot. I said, if you're used to it for a while, like I can put in, 10 or 15 drops in water and clean up my body. But if you haven't taken it before, you need to go slow. Take one drop, put it in a glass of water, sip it, and just see what happens. All of a sudden, you may feel, as they say, Pooh Bear, you feel a rumbly in your tummy. That means that you better be close to the restroom because you're going to dump. Then people say, I won't detox. They said, okay. It's like when I had my training with Dr. Ivor Glacier back in 1980. He was a triple boarded specialist and allergist. He was training me on wrinkle method injections. And I said, I'm really skeptical that this stuff will do anything to me. I said, okay, Bill. Stick your arm out. And he gave me a wrinkle method serial dilutions. I hit the floor so hard that at the time I was running 6 to 10 miles a day, I was in top shape. And it floored me. It's like, man, I can't even stand up. He said, you're getting a reaction, Bill. This is what it feels like, I think. I am now a believer. I have gone through the allergy epiphany. So if you don't think Neutrodyne can do stuff to you with one drop, you're an idiot. And this is not like other people's iodine. They'll call it nascent and this and that, all kinds of crap. This is plasma Tesla-activated monatomic iodine. There's nothing like it on the planet, is there?
There is not. And see, that's a good explanation because I was also giving it to a lot of family members to try out, because of its health benefits, and they were experiencing nausea and dizziness from taking one drop only.
Of course they were. Their bodies all of a sudden so foreign to them. That's why, what do you think the entire population of Earth is actually hypothyroid? Did you know that? We're all becoming hypo. I call it listen to this, you might like this term. And Edgar Cayce prophesied, he said at the time of the end of the age, that this product, this Tesla-activated monatomic iodine would be available. So what we have is actually with a Tesla-activated iodine to kill pathogens and resurrect our mitochondria. What we have right now is all living things, which is an extinction-level event,
is a mitochondrial apocalypse, which is why human fertility is dropping, IQs are dropping, disease states are increasing, hypoxic anaerobic metabolism increasing. All these things are really bad, and people need to start grasping that, don't they?
That is true, and it's funny that you say that because we actually spoke with a preacher that we donate the Nutrigon formula to in Zambia. And he was saying that he had 11 kids, but after the ninth kid, he started his wife taking the iodine, and they've observed a higher, IQ in their infant. He's only two months, that's 8 weeks, and he's already trying to speak.
Right.
This is what they just quoted recently told us this. And the other, 10 kids prior to that, or the nine kids, they never did that.
Right, exactly. Isn't that interesting?
That is. I found that very fascinating. Yeah. And so it's very beneficial for pregnant women to take.
Yeah, well, very pregnant women actually. There's several things you need to take. You don't need a whole lot, maybe four or five drops a day or twice a day, but you need to have some because the baby's brain development is totally dependent on iodine. If you have basically a form of cretinism, you actually have microcephaly, permanent mental retardation, and even cancer can happen in children with stem cell tumors if they don't have enough iodine. They need to have our vitamins, for example, folic acid and B12, so we recommend BioLVR, superfolate, and powermethyl B12. And we recommend that they take iron, which is our ferritin, iron 3 made from bee spleen. And they take fatty acids for brain development, which includes Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid that myelinates their little intracellular brain development. Because basically your myelin score of your brain is like a bone score of all your bones and how you're developing, and the bone endplate. So you can actually do an MRI scan and determine the brain age and development to see if they're mentally retarded or not. And you can actually see it if their myelin's developing. And if a child has a normal-sized head, they probably have normal myelin development and they're not hypothyroid. If they've got microcephaly, the most common cause is in utero hypothyroidism caused by maternal iodine deficiency.
So you can observe all that in fetal growth?
Absolutely. You can do an ultrasound. If they've got a small head, you're kind of screwed. And you can start giving nutrition to remyelinate their brain. The problem is, see, people don't understand these things, and fetal development happens very fast. And you can have a child, basically, is microcephalic, they're going to be permanently mentally retarded.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's why you can't also give SSRI drugs. You block these serotonin reuptake inhibitor receptor, and you modify their brain development forever. So if a mother's on this, I call it a Kelly-Jack drug. You like that term, Kelly-Jack? Because if you take it, you don't mind killing yourself or your relatives. That's why I see military vets that come back, and they're on a Kelly-Jack, like Celexa or Prozac. That's why I call it Kelly-Jack. And they kill themselves, and they kill everybody else around them, too.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
So, that is. Speaking about, being pregnant and having the baby, can actually, if you're infertile, can Nutridyne actually help you reverse that if you're, having trouble getting pregnant?
Well, you can reverse it if you catch it early enough and you recognize that the mother's hypothyroid or has nutritional deficiencies. But if you don't correct it, they're going to be permanently a mess.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is. Hey.
But do you think the average doctor knows all this stuff? Are you kidding me? Dr. Deagle, how did you become delusional to believe your colleagues actually had a clue? Like Einstein says, genius is quantifiable, if you do the right kind of testing and whatever you want to measure. I mean, remember, I don't think that genius is a unidirectional thing. I think there's creative elements. It's multidimensional. So some people are creative artistically, or they're intuitive, or they're just social. Some people are what we call mathomaniacs. I'm a mathomaniac. That's why I'm good at puzzles. So when I got my IQ tested back in grade 9, it was so far above 200 they couldn't measure it. Just because I like puzzles. So what? You can train your mind to do anything. You can take a child that seems to be doing marginal in school if you train them properly. You can make them do things that other people think is, idiot savant stuff, The fact is, though, you have to have a good substrate. You have to get good brain tissue, good synapses, and good brain metabolism. And if you're hypothyroid, you can't possibly have normal brain metabolism, right?
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, isn't it?
That is. I have a question about arthritis. What exactly is it? That's just inflammation of the joint?
The arthritis basically is an increased cytokine levels in the joint, and if your insulin level is high and you have anti-tissue antibodies like against mycoplasma and fermentans incognita, you get cross-reacting antibodies against the synovial membrane of your joint, and you develop rheumatoid nodules. So in other words, there's usually a stealth pathogen. That's where Neutrodyne comes in. It can kill all these pathogens off and trigger autoimmunity. Most of the autoimmune disease is related to autopathogen cascades where the pathogens look identical to body proteins. Fareed here joining us to talk specifically about cardiovascular. Welcome back, Fareed.
Camille.
So, Fareed, tell us the latest what's going on with cardiovascular. What do you know what causes heart disease? Let's put it into kind of a broad question. Just pretend you're not the expert on cardiovascular. You're a member of the public. Mm. What would you ask as the first question about why I would take cardiovascular?
Well, I'm just going to pretend to be dumb here. I'm assuming that, you know, cardiovascular is to lower cholesterol.
Right. That's right. And well, it doesn't just do that, it prevents plaque. Plaque's right. What you want to go after. And you're not trying to stop clots. Clots will actually happen when you have plaque. Plaque happens when you have thick blood, we call highly viscous blood, when there's free radicals, and you've got the infection in your artery wall with nanobacteria and viruses like Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus. Right?
So, being facetious there, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm a smart aleck as usual. Now, I threaten my listeners, and once in a while I'll get a stupid email with somebody that says, Dr. Dick, well, you don't believe in blah, 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 about this or that. For example, I had one person that recently said, you know, if cytochrome P, whatever, is affected by glucagon, and, you know, it's affected by berberstatin, and you don't want to take it because it blocks detoxification of chemicals. Well, that's horse hockey, okay? You need to take nutraceuticals like cardiovascular because the ultimate cause of heart disease is decreased perfusion and decreased contractility of blood vessels that become hardened like a garden soil hose left out in the sun. And if your blood vessels provide 2/3 to 3/4 of your blood flow away from your heart and 100% back, it's basically not heart failure or hypertension you're dealing with, it's blood vessel failure. So cardiovascular is a blood vessel and heart tonic, but preventing plaque, increasing contractility of your heart and blood vessels, stopping oxidative stress, lowering blood viscosity, does a whole lot of things, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It kills off the nanobacteria and also blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme. So if we look at the list, let's go through these seven synergistic nutraceuticals that are in cardiovascular and explain why it works.
Sure. The first is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract. That is the European hawthorn.
Right. And the European hawthorn makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a different genus. All of the studies that have been done specifically for cardiovascular health and contractility of the heart muscle have been done on the European-grown hawthorn.
Ah.
On the leaf and flower extract.
Right. Now, if you don't have the right one, and this is a cardiotonic, it's like taking digitalis. Okay, next one.
Yeah, so then there's the garlic.
Which is the aged garlic, and it has several components. One is the allicin, which we know helps to kill off nanobacteria in your artery walls, which is a primary cause of heart disease. But it also blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme that your kidney develops that causes your kidney to think it's not getting perfuse enough, which drives your blood pressure up. In other words, if the kidney doesn't think it's getting enough blood flow, it'll make your heart and your blood vessels work harder to perfuse your kidney. So the contractility not of your heart, but your aorta and your renal vessels. Next.
Then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to increase nitric oxide production in your artery walls, which, by the way, without nitric oxide, your hemoglobin can't even dissociate and drop off oxygen in your tissues. Next component.
And we have the bilberry.
The smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen that prevents free radicals in all your solid organs, your brain, heart, liver, kidneys, etc. Next component.
We have the ginkgo.
Decreased blood viscosity, increased microcirculation. Next.
We have the valerian.
Which decreases autonomic activity of the sympathetic overdrive fight or flight. So when you go parasympathetic, you're healing and relaxing, and your blood vessels aren't spasm. The next component?
And this would be the last component would be the milk thistle.
Which helps your body detox because there's toxic chemicals in your body that actually burn your artery walls, like homocysteine and toxic chemicals like plasticizing agents in your air, food, and water. So if you take Cardiovasc, and we add other things to it, I'm going to give the list of additional things. Firstly, you want to take CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, VascuCare Carnitine, Omega Supreme Pro, Ultrathiamin B1, Cell Detox Glutathione, Cell Defense Plus, or Cumin, and the Gamma E Plus to stop nitroproxy radical. You have to take things like Simethyl if you have an elevated homocysteine level after an L-methionine challenge, which has 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. And you want to take full vitamin K2 to reverse calcification of your artery walls. So that's a pretty comprehensive thing. So people say, hey, doc, what test would you do? I'd say, well, first off, don't just get your doctor to do a basic blood pressure. Do it at home when you're resting and relaxed. You know, maybe at a slight angle of pillows under your head. So you got two pillows. But also, we have a blood pressure cuff. If you contact me, I can get one from Europe that actually measures your blood vessel stiffness. It'll actually measure your stiffness every time you do your artery wall. It'll tell you if your arteries are actually under spasmodic effects of your autonomic nervous system, so they're not going to have a normal contractile wave. We call them a peristaltic non-Newtonian wave that actually moves the blood along. Second thing I recommend anybody who's older get lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers, including homocysteine after an L-methionine challenge. You look at apoproteins, and we can do tests like pathway genomics. We can look at Veritas Labs. Veritas Labs will look at the cardiac markers. The Meridian Valley Labs in Washington outside Seattle can measure blood viscosity and your cardiac markers. If we do these tests, I can tell you from your high-speed CT scan and maybe a cardiolite CT scan of your heart with radionuclides, I can tell you if you've got calcified arteries, which you can reverse with vitamin K2 and Cardiovasc. I can tell if your blood viscosity is high, which we can reverse with nanokinase. I can tell you if you've got abnormal lipid inflammatory fatty acids, or if you have an apoprotein disorder that's going to increase plaque formation. And we can even look at the particle size of your HDL, because it's the largest particle size HDL cleans your artery like a big brush. The smallest particle size HDL actually is the biggest cause of heart disease. Did you know that? Small particle HDL, microparticle HDL is the biggest cause of heart disease. Do you think your average doctor knows that? Oh, of course not. They're ignorant nutballs. Okay, I'm a fact checker, okay? So you got to know. I'm going to hear this idiot, Richard Pan, by the way, this moron that needs to get intellectually punched in the face for trying to force people to do fact checking on medical information. How about he fact checks himself out of existence? Mm-hmm. These people are disgusting trying to put state laws in when they themselves are blithering morons. And I'm sick and tired of people pretending to be doctors when they're not scientists first. I'm a scientist first. So which I've been doing these advanced tests with cardiologists and advanced labs for 4 decades. And what I've discovered is the current dogma that's being pushed there for heart disease is total horse hockey. Take a statin drug. Your cholesterol is high. Take a drug to lower your triglycerides. Oh, my gosh, you need to be on this crap, you know, or that crap. Or you got an antiarrhythmic when they haven't even given you magnesium glycinate, which is important to make sure your total magnesium is elevated enough. Or they haven't reduced inflammation in your cardiac conduction pathways from your atrial ventricular nose, and you wonder why a person is getting inflammatory changes in disc and abnormal foci and start excessive heartbeats and reentrant rhythms and so on. And then there's morons out there that are actually out there ablating their fiber tracts because they haven't fixed the underlying heart disease by decalcifying the inflammatory conduction pathways in their heart. So I give them a little more information today because I want people to understand heart disease is pretty straightforward, but it requires you to have a systematic approach toward testing. Some of the tests you can do with your local doctor, like your cardiologist, like a high-speed CT and a CT scan, but most of them don't do a lipid electrophoresis or they measure nuclear magnetic spectroscopy of your lipids. They almost never measure apoproteins. They don't do a cardiogenic test like a pathway genomics test for heart disease or even look at 23andMe and Prometheus analysis. These doctors are ignorant knuckleheads. And they never measure homocysteine after an L-methionine challenge because 2/3 to 3/4 of the people that are going to get elevated homocysteine, like Dr. Kilmer McCullough discovered, are going to have elevations that are going to burn the hell out of their artery walls. But they're not doing anything to stop it. And one of the only things that will do it, besides bio-LVR, is Simethyl and trimethylglycine. And we have it in nitrogen sachets. You take at least a sachet a day. I do. And I can tell you, if you talk to the average doctor, it's like sending somebody out to sea that has never been in a ship. And they got sails and they got engines and everything. They never know how to fix an engine. They don't even know how to trim the sails properly. That's what it's like. It's disgusting, isn't it? and dangerous. Mm-hmm. And yep. You turn your health over to these idiots, and they're all there basically as white-coated drug salesmen trying to push their crap. And then we have the average public. We've got Yahoo's everywhere. I call it a Yahoo-rich environment. Would you like that? Instead of a target-rich environment in the military, it's a Yahoo-rich environment. Yahoo! What do you think? Just like Gulliver's Travels, you know, when the horses would go Yahoo. You're a little bit of my barbershopper singing there, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Back in a moment. If you disagree, come into my cage match and it shall be ugly.
This is Dan.
So, Farid, just let me ask you a marketing question. Do you think the doctors want to do procedures to get a fat income? Or do you think they give drugs to make sure that people get healthy and better and they don't need drugs anymore? Or do you think maybe they just want to keep people alive so they keep giving them toxic polypharmacy and procedures like cardiac casts and bypasses and other crap? Just so that they keep them around as a patient, because it's good to keep a patient alive even if they're kind of crawling. It's important not to cure the patient. It's important not to give them nutraceuticals which they can fix the underlying problem. It's important to just kind of keep on polypharmacying them till eventually you pre-embalm them. Crazy, hey? Maybe they should give a discount on your embalming or even your internment if you actually take certain drugs, because in a sense they're pre-embalming you, so it's easier to make sure you're fully embalmed when you pickle them up and put them in the box. Right? So,
yep.
Yeah, by the way, I don't get rational people that want to argue with me. You can bring up a point like this guy about cytochromes. Fine, I'll pull up papers and I'll respond to this guy about berberstatin. Berberstatin, by the way, will not only stop the one carbon pathway, but also cleans your small bowel. Because believe me, small bowel disease is directly tied to heart disease. Every single person who has heart disease, is hypothyroid, type 2, they have elevated blood insulin, elevated glucagon and cortisol levels, elevated nanobacteria and other organisms like Epstein-Barr virus growing in their artery walls, abnormal plaque formation including oxidized cholesterol, which is 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, and you can even measure antibodies against. I've done it for years with Dr. Phil Broughton, who's a British biochemist at AEL Labs in Los Angeles. And if you ask the average doctor, even cardiologist, they know the stuff, they look at you and your eyeballs rotate in opposite directions, and they say, no, what you're talking about is voodoo. I say, no, it's science. I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University with a Harvard cardiologist I worked with back in the late 1990s. And I worked 41 years ago as a resident in internal medicine at the Vancouver General with a PhD biochemist, Dr. Moskowitz, that looked at the cholesterol and other lipid analysis at their lipidology lab, University of British Columbia. So the so-called Framingham study that says cholesterol's bad, these people are dangerous morons. Cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease. In fact, it's the best patch to grab cholesterol, and lowering someone's blood sugar too fast can actually double your risk of a heart attack. Did you know that? So if you got somebody that's a real bad diabetic, their blood sugar is running 300 or 400, and you lower their blood sugar too fast without stopping the free radicals, you almost certainly can cause a heart attack or stroke. Did you know that? Unless you control at the same time their free radical output. Crazy, hey?
Yep.
That's published, by the way. These are published journals in their journal articles. You gotta read, though. It's a real. Sometimes I think it's painful for some people. Oh, doc, my hair's on fire. What happened? I started reading. Do you like that? It's pretty funny, hey? My hair's on fire. I had to take the fire extinguisher to my head because my hair went on fire. I started reading and thinking about things and asking tough questions. Mm-hmm. You're kidding. Get that little mini hair fire extinguisher out. You know how you can tell some people are thinking? You can see black smoke coming out their ears.
Right.
He was like, Dr. Deagle, that's too sarcastic. I said, well, a little humor goes a long way, because then people got to get the point and say, ah. I said, look, if you don't believe me, please, just ask a better question. Let me tell you what tests to do to validate that what I'm saying is true. And then you get, damn it, I thought my doctor was a good guy. He's great at a party. He belongs to the same country club. We play bridge with him all the time. Good, but don't let him mess with your heart, because he'll screw you up, because he doesn't know these things. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, heart disease kills more people than all other major causes of death. Do you know that?
Yes.
And 35% of males, their first symptom of heart disease is face plant syndrome, FPS. And 55% of women, 5 to 10 years later, their first symptom of heart disease is face plant syndrome. Do you know what face plant syndrome is? Immediate non-reversible death. You have an appointment to see either Lucifer, God, or Allah.
Yes. Dr. Deal, I think I might have lost you. I don't know if you can hear me. Hello? Hello?
Freak, can you hear me? I looked at my system. Hey, it wasn't you that was gone. It was me that was gone. I guess my little pharmacological rant pissed off the powers that be. And I was like, damn it, that, you know, Satan in this menus out here, the medical boards of various states. Damn it, that guy, he's blowing the whole story. He's talking tech and science and lab tests. Damn it, if they do these tests, they're going to believe that son of a bitch. Pretty bad, isn't it? People say, no, Dr. Deagle's just a radio host, and he's a functional medicine telemedicine doctor. Yeah, but I know more than your doctor anywhere. I treat doctors and train them in Sao Paulo, Brazil, South Africa, Germany, elsewhere, and I ask them to do concrete tests they can do at their own labs, concrete investigations that they have right at their fingertips at their hospital, like high-speed CT scans and cardiac scans. I tell them to do tests like nonlinear viscometry tests at Tutwiller, Washington, send the bloods all the way to there by Monday, and they can find out. Then do a lipid analysis and cardiac markers at Veritas Labs, and they say, damn it, Bill, how do you know this? I'm thinking, I've been swimming in the sea of stupidity for decades. You can never rise to the tower of wisdom until you swim in the sea around the bottom of the tower in stupidity and ignorance. And until you recognize that you don't know something, you'll never ask the right questions to find out just how stupid you really are. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess somebody must have decided, that's it. Cut that damn deagle off. Well, I'm back. So, let me hear some music there for a minute. Well, where's deagle? Look, the powers that be, if they're not frightened yet, wait till they see what I'm going to do in these next hours here. I got John W. Spring coming on in hour 3. I got stuff to say about Mr. Trump and his idiot plan to go and do something serious against Russia, Iran, and Syria. You better think twice, knucklehead. because I'm going to bring out some facts here to, that you better understand. You're going to bring out not only a war in the Middle East, you're going to bring about a thermonuclear annihilation down the road, or sooner than you think, not only of some troops over there, but over here in America. And the same thing is going on with our healthcare system. We spend a fortune on healthcare, and we're going nowhere. It's like paddling a boat, but going around in circles. What do we have? The highest by about 60-70% than any other country on earth. And we're like, you know, the bottom of the barrel in terms of healthcare quality. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yep, lots of middlemen.
And, you know, even in Canada, you know, you're Canadian. Canadians are okay, but you're still not at the top of the barrel because alternative care is not available. As they say, in Canada, you can hangnail medicine at the speed of light. You've got something serious, alternative care is not available, like extracorporeal counterpulsation or these advanced tests like done in Tutwiler, Washington. But Canadians can send, I can send them the kit. They can send it back to outside Seattle. I can send these kits to Germany or elsewhere. And guess what? These are at federally certified labs, so it's not open to your damned opinion. It's simply science. So they knocked me off for a minute, but I'm back. Back in a moment for hour number three. Wait till you hear what I'm going to say this hour. And coming back tomorrow, we got Jonathan Gray, and we got some major revelations about the insanity of what's going on in our U.S. government, our healthcare system, and much more. Wait till you hear hour three today.
Individ is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.